Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
In Daniel chapter 2, verse number 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Praise the Lord. It's powerful. We're talking about company prayer power, part six. Part six, great. Can you take your seat? Let's just do a little bit of exhortation and then we will pray. Praise the Lord. So here in Daniel chapter 2, we have been talking about the power of corporate prayer. Why you should be in church, why you should be in fellowship, and why you should join the believers to pray together. I realize that so many people may belong but may not be in fellowship. There are a lot of people in this church who are members of this church, but they are not in fellowship with the brethren. And it has got its ramifications. So you don't just have to belong. You should be in fellowship. You should be in communion with the Holy Spirit and also communion with the brethren. And so, because there are benefits in this. And tonight we are going to share some of the benefits in doing it together. Now, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream and he called the wise men, the witches, the wizards, the astrologers. He called the fetishes and all manner of idol worshippers in the area that they should come. And then, first of all, reveal his dream that he has dreamed. And then give interpretation to the dream. And they couldn't. So he was very angry. And he said that he was going to kill all of them. If they couldn't, then they were not useful. Now, this dream of a man, a king, concerning the future, became a mystery to the spiritual people in the area. Now, please note that these magicians, wise men, astrologers, astral projectors, occult people, fetish people around the king, their main job was to browse into the spirit, see things that are coming. If the things had come, to decode it and proffer solution. And so the king was very, very angry that he had had a dream and none of them could reveal his dream to him and also give interpretation. So because they couldn't do that, it became a secret. It became a mystery. But more important was also the fact that this was not just a secret and a mystery, but the future of Nebuchadnezzar, the future of the kingdom, was also in line as far as this vision, its revelation and interpretation was concerned. So we can see that life can be embedded in secrets. Life can be hidden and coded into mysteries. And until those mysteries are decoded, resolved, life sometimes can just become a surprise occurrence on people. If you are here, say, I am here. So there are things that will trouble our mind. For a leader like Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible says that he was troubled. So there are things that will trouble our mind because we do not have answers for. We do not have understanding for. And some of these things can be around us. It can be in ministry. It can be in family life. It can be in a career life. It can be in your business, your finances. It could be your health. And then it's become a revelation, but it's a secret whose meaning you don't have and whose interpretation you do not have. And so you are there. You don't know what is up in the spirit. You don't know what's happening to your life. And sometimes, if you try to understand it alone, you will struggle for a very long time. And so, Nebuchadnezzar thought that, I have a company, and that company is a company of wise men. These are spiritual people. They are paid to do this. In fact, he even gave a financial motivation that anybody who could do that will receive certain gifts. And of course, he came with some other promotions in the kingdom, but that notwithstanding, none of them could unravel the mystery. So he said that everyone should die, and Daniel was one of those people in the kingdom who was also a wise man. Are you here with me? Not only that, Daniel, and he had some brethren in the kingdom. So He saw that he was going to perish together with them. Because if you read the verse number 18, it says that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning the secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. So Daniel, there are some mysteries in life. When they appear in a family, it looks like everybody is going down because that mystery has not been solved. Are you here with me? Are you sure you are here? Yeah. There are some things that can arrest a whole church. And the whole church will look like they are going to perish like unbelievers because the mystery has not been solved. It can be a nuclear family and it's facing a mystery. It can be an extended family. It can be an office. Office, anytime they are about to blow, a major scandal or crisis will arise. And then they never blow. So, these are mysteries, and they will trouble your mind and your life for a very long time. So, Daniel went in and he said that the decree is too hasty. And so, he spoke to the servant of the king, Arioch, and he told me, so go and tell the king that he should give me time. And I will show him the dream and its interpretation. Are you here with me? If he gives me time, I will show him the dream and its interpretation. That's verse 16. Verse 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Daniel, when he went to do yeye before the king, that king, give me time. This thing should not finish the whole family. Should not finish the whole kingdom. Nobody should die in this matter. I'm telling you, there are things that if we don't address, people will die. There are patterns that can be just forming. And if we don't rise to address, people's lives will be on the line. People's destinies, marriages, ministries can perish just like that because we've not cracked the code yet. So, whilst we are given time, time is not the reason why these things will be solved. Time is important, but time doesn't solve every problem. Because just imagine, if the wise man had been given time till eternity, there's no way they would have solved it. Charlie, the thing, if you can't solve, you can't solve. So time does not solve every problem. And Daniel went and asked for time, but when he asked for time, he had a resource that many believers don't use. Because Daniel was a Jew. He was a slave in this kingdom. He was not a Babylonian. He was a Jew. He was an Israelite. As Christians, what faces the people of the world and they struggle to decode? Question is, must we also struggle to decode those things? If sickness is ravaging a family, if shame is there, if delay, disappointment, all manner of things is just caning everybody in your family, must you also be caned the same way the unbelievers are being caned? That's the question. Poverty is caning people. People have dreams, but they don't understand the dream. They don't have interpretation of the dream. You have ideas, but you don't see the manifestation. What do you do to decode a mystery that has put your life on the line? That is existentially wiping you out. What do you do as a Christian? Please note that Daniel went to ask for opportunity to deal with the matter, but when he left, he went to his companions. Daniel went straight in verse 17. He went and told Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companion. He said that, bro, there is a problem in town. If we don't tackle it together, we will all die. And the way I see that we will have solution is for all of us to come together as a company and seek the face of our God. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. I've been telling you for weeks now that there are some things that even when you are individually praying about it, make sure that you find yourself in a company. Because mysteries don't get just decoded because you are a one-man soldier. Daniel knew this. If Daniel under the old covenant knew this, brothers and sisters, it's a great lesson for us to learn that when things become mysterious around you and they are calling for your life in any area of your existence, don't just stand alone, but go withdraw to your own company. Tell somebody, withdraw to your companions. Ask somebody, do you have a company? Do you have a company? Do you belong to a church? Do you have a fellowship? Or you are a one-man soldier? Ask somebody, are you a one-man soldier? Yeah, when you are a one-man soldier, there will be mysteries hanging around you. Hanging around you, and these things can take you out. I pray that nobody will be taken out here in Jesus' name. So Daniel said that, let's pray. Verse number 18. And you see, when you are praying to deal with a mystery, company is important so that one, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. A company in prayer can be the reason why an individual within that company of intercessors will receive mercy for a secret that has the power to shut down your life. I'm preaching this thing. Yeah. There's a secret where nobody marries in the family. What's your solution? Is the company prayer. When you come to church and we are praying, we are not mentioning your name that Evelyn, receive your marriage. No. We are praying that God show this house mercy. And when we pray and we say show this house mercy, or we sing and say that for the Lord is good and his mercies endureth forever, one of the ways the mercy will be administered is that it will go and deal with whatever is a mystery or a secret that wants to shame you. So sometimes we are in church, we are singing, entertaining the presence of God, for his mercies endureth forever. Ever faithful and ever sure. You dear, you are busy transacting. Now when the mercies come, the mercy will go. One of the things the mercy will deal with is a secret. It's what? I can't hear you at all. It's what? So when a company prays, God reveals or God releases his mercy upon the company to deal with the mystery. Sometimes there are sicknesses. Recently, one young man here, I don't think the guy is even 30 years. He had stroke. Young man. Yeah. And somebody brought it when we had the last all night. This month. Yeah. The Sunday morning. For the visible proofs. They brought a young man. He's been coming to church. They told me he's having stroke, blah, blah, blah. He's affected his walk, his talk. They help him to come to church. Young man. Not up to 30 years. They told me, Pastor, pray for him. I said, be bringing him to church. As we are praying, he's praying so. Even if he can't, be bringing him to church. Say he's gone to hospital. So be bringing him to church. They brought him. Maybe after 3 weeks. Sometimes they will tell me he's getting worse. I said, it can't get worse in the presence of God. It can never get worse. Then the Sunday of the visible proofs, when we close from church, very intense presence of God. I told the pastors, all of you, gather around him. Pray for him. That's how he started running in this place. From that time, he's still running. You can be angry and hurt and stay in your house that you are sick. We didn't come home to visit you. And then I saw no moon funny paho and no moon your way. Yeah. You'll be in the guys over serious. Are you serious? Be careful, pa. Catch and say, be careful. Be careful. Be very steady. I believe that we should be visiting people who need visitation. If you are unwell, if you are bereaved, if things are, you understand. But if you can get up, go to work, get up, go to school, get up, go to whatever. Why are you waiting for church to come and visit you in the house? Well, what? So that you will feel good. No. Some of us, where we are coming from. If there is no help, if it's Ghana, you have IMF, whatever. There's no help where we are coming from. So the small life we have now, we try to maximize it. It's like the bees in church these days, you know. It's not a small matter. Oh. Small thing, then you want the bee treatment. The bee. Forgive, Pastor. Forgive. But he came. Yeah. I remember I was reading Kenneth Hagin's book and he said that there was one guy who had lost the mind. And they brought him to me. He said, no, I don't need to pray for him. Just be bringing him to the service. As I'm preaching and he's listening and we are praying, that's how he will be healed. And the man sat there. He was preaching. The madness left. There is something about being part of your company. Fellowshipping with the company. Bible says, where two or three are gathered in his name. This is a hard preaching I'm preaching to you. Because in our time, people are pushing for individualism. But the Lord said, I will build my church. I will build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. Just imagine the church, everybody just doing whatever they want. It won't work. We are a force when we are together. Are you here with me at all? We are what? We are a force when we are together. So as they prayed, the mercies of the Lord was just released unto them. And Daniel and his fellows, that they should not perish with the rest of the people. So one of the things that will happen when we pray in our company is that God stops the possibility of the righteous perishing with unrighteous. Are you with me? God distinguishes the righteous from the others. He distinguishes his children from the others. Or he uses his children as a sample within the population to preserve the whole population. Like Paul said, because I am in this ship, there shall be no loss of life. And because you belong to a company like this and we are praying, calling on the name of the Lord, that is how God will now preserve all your loved ones. Even if they don't know the Lord, but because they are connected to you, God has to preserve. Is God talking to somebody now? So all the wise men, they didn't die because these people knew how to what? Return to their company and to seek the face of the Lord for the mystery to be unraveled. There are mysteries in this life. And every level of your life, you meet a mystery. If you make yourself one man soldier, when you see that there are mysteries you will face, it will take more than a personal anointing, a personal prayer to overcome that mystery or to unravel that mystery. You will need the force of an army. You will need the force of a company God has given you. You will need you and your spouse praying together. You and your household praying together. Are you here with me at all? You will need you praying in the church. Have you seen that most of the time when people are in the church and they do well and something takes them out of the church, not they live in the church, or something takes them out of the church. Sometimes they can stay out of the church until they enter into something that they cannot deal with. And then automatically, immediately, they know that they have to return to church. Nobody advises. They just know that this level there, I have to return to church. The question I have is that, why do you live in the first place? If it occurs to you that at that level of whatever, returning to church and your company is what will bring the solution, then stay. Tell somebody, then stay. I can't hear you. Tell somebody, stay. Just stay. Don't just leave. Stay. And as you stay and we pray. Now, verse 19 says that, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. When they prayed, we are not told how many days they prayed, but they got together to pray. I believe they fasted and prayed. And then the secret was revealed, downloaded. See, there is an, you are depending on AI for everything. There is something that must be downloaded to you. I'm telling you. Something must be downloaded to you. Are you here? I was talking to somebody. I sent something to the person. I said, I want your view. The person sent me an AI view. I said, put this AI aside. Tell me what you think. He said, oh, this is what the AI generated. I said, yeah, I know what the AI has generated. You, what do you think about the matter? I want to hear your matter, your own thinking about the matter. Charlie, when you need that CEO to sign that letter, AI cannot help you. You will need a company backing you. Boshala kutafala mataka. Intefle de kososo. Shalamaka kolosa. Hey, God. The heart of the king is in your hand. Fansakano. Touch the king. AI has finished the documentation. AI will not talk for you. AI, the favor is not on AI. The favor is on you. It's on the company. Praise the Lord. The mercy is on the company. So it is important that you and I, we don't miss connection and fellowship with our company. Can you tell somebody by your side? It's important. It's important though. You know, I've had opportunity by the grace of God in all humility to know a few people of substance. And there's a man that is so blessed that I know. When he wants to do a major business, he will call me, he will call some of my friends, like-minded people, and he will put the matter before us. And we will pray into the matter. He knows what to do. But we'll pray into the matter until doors will start opening for the matter. Sometimes it's a business in another country that he doesn't come from. He is an astute businessman. Yes. Hey, Charlie. Astute banker. Praise the Lord. He's rich. But as a child of God, one day I was doing a tour with him in a particular country. And when we were airborne, just about seven of us on that flight, I asked him, I said, why do you do this? He said, Pastor. To say pastor, you know where he's coming from. He said, I started life, it's not today. Oh. This being said, I'm doing, I know in and out. But there's a level that you will hit a wall and know that you don't succeed because you know in and out or you have people in the industry. You will need a supernatural help and a supernatural push. And that is why some years ago, he was talking to me. I made a decision that I will not engage a major business venture without having a strong team praying for the success of it. He said, I have blown and I have missed a lot. Yeah. He said, I have been rich and I have lost big time as well. Because I went to him as one who knows and who knows people. But when God put it on my heart, so the man, he had singers, he had a band, he had a prayer team. So they would do praise and worship, sir. I would preach and make us pray, sir, hours. No, be so matter. They would travel from their country and come to me, boom, in Cape Coast, all of them. For retreat, we are there for days. Come and see rich people pray. May God smash you. So, pray for me, but may God smash you. It's a kafosh and your moye. And I may know why your tongue could be answered at the school. So, well, I go ahead. How many of you understand what we are talking about now? Mercy. Prayer. So, don't take for granted the fact that we have opportunity to come here to pray together. Yeah. There are some places people cannot gather to pray together. Are you here? Yeah. You don't get. If you're a Christian, this is one of your go-to company, a prayer company, to dissolve mysteries. Sometimes women believing God for the fruit of the womb can come together in the church. God, we are praying. Show us mercy. Do what? I can't hear you at all. Show us mercy. I used to have some small group like that until we prayed everybody into the maternity ward. I think I'm going to start something like that here. Sometimes brothers who are wearing spiritual POP inside their mouth or whose eyes have been blinded by the God of this world. Yes, that the beautiful people are here, they can't see them. Or they are seeing this all manner of things. Demons and all manner of things, we just gather all of them. Men who are of age, ready to marry but can't marry. We have a prayer meeting for men. Like that, God, I take God by God. Show us mercy. Deliver the brotherhood. Deliver the what? The brotherhood. Because we don't want those men to manage again. You have to stand in the gap. Shalako falasa kalata. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I used to tell you a story when I was about to marry. And something was trying to scare me that if I married, I would die. I gathered myself, Pastor John, my team, We were always in, she there, she was not, she was maybe also doing her own in one corner, but it is me that I knew I was going to be killed. So I said, no, I'm not dying, no. It's love I want. I don't want coffee. Inside the bush, praying. God, one eye, one touch. Just they pray with these guys praying for hours. Until it was very clear in my heart that, oh yeah, enter that Jericho, the world will melt. Come and see boldness. The mystery was dissolved because I was able to pull a company together. What color is that? White, gold, pink, nice ponytail. Fine girl, I just said, well, and because he said, Koshe, you have a woman of God. When he is coming, everybody is running helter skelter. We go sorry, no. And not knowing that. Hey, fine girl. Clack it. Rise up, let's pray. Nyasan Kayeka. Kayeka. I don't know what kind of mystery is hanging on your head. I don't know. But that mystery is solvable. Is what? It's solvable. When you engage the company, it's solvable. Yes, I'll overcome him. So when we say we are meeting to pray, you have to be there. Or you have to be on ground. Tell somebody to be on ground. What's happening here? I'm not feeling there. Tell somebody you have to be on ground. You have to be on ground. We say we are meeting to pray. Yeah. Show up. Praise up. Praise the Lord. Brothers who want to marry, sisters that want to marry. Kemba do shebra kata kata laba. Yeah. In the last 2 weeks, a church in Nigeria invited me to handle a prayer, a meeting for them. And it was not the whole church. The pastor gathered all the women in the church that were not married. And he invited a prophet from Ghana. Who is that prophet? Moa. And we started praying. I prayed with them. First week, I said, Yapon. Second week, when I started praying, God started showing me things. It's a virtual prayer. You are like this. You come from here. This is the reason why A, B, C, D, U. This is, hey! Let's go for 14 years, master. Yeah. It's not everything happening around you that is normal. Don't take everything as always being normal. People see you, they say you are beautiful, but they are not happy to marry you. They are just, you are like a mannequin. You are there for dresses to be put on you for advert. Who are normal describing your spectacle is nice, your hair is nice, I like your height, I like your figure. And then what is saying? And then what is saying? Like, what is like it for? Look at somebody say, ah, umre. I said, yes, who says Kenny? Who says Kenny? Every mystery shall be dissolved in Jesus' name. I said today, may every mystery be dissolved in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Of what it says, it can fall off. Yeah. Don't worry. So sometimes I'm going to introduce you. I'm going to say, Mrs. I just want to be correct. Say that, Charlie. Miss Obi, I worry about Charlie. I worry about my. It's a mystery. We have to deal with it. Praise the Lord. And when we are dealing, as we are praying, God will first and foremost show us mercy. Don't play with mercy. Mercy. And yes, no. First point of mercy is to prevent you from entering the wahala. That is that one. That is a fine mercy. that you don't enter into the poverty in the first place, or the matter that is hard in the first place. Are you here with me at all? Yeah. That's mercy number one. It's nice, but wow. Okay, lift your hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Lord. Can you thank him? Can you thank the Lord? Can you thank the Lord? Thank Jesus. Thank him. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Come on now. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank Jesus. Fato sapata laba kapata. Lord, we thank you. Anything that is a mystery around us, we thank you for your word. That when we meet like this and we are praying, you release your mercies. Oh, koshapa le kosese, baya kusanda dabaka pataya. Merciful Father, eh labako shapara nakala sasaya. Release your mercies upon this house. Release your mercies upon us tonight. Shela mama 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 kosa. Hey. Let your mercy be poured on us. Let it be released upon this house. Upon this company, release your mercy. Shela bada bada do. Release your mercy upon us. Come on. By honabon by eradie. We are about release your mercy upon us. Upon this house, release your mercy. Hey. Shaka patalia no no saya. Release your mercy. Aya. Release your mercy upon this house. A mercy that would decode the mysteries and reveal the secrets. Let your mercy, let mercy, let mercy, let mercy be released upon us. Hey.
generation. In the name of Jesus. In family life. Any mystery. In business life. Any mystery. In career. Any mystery. As we pray right now. Somebody pray. your house. Let it be dissolved. Clap your hands right now. By the blood of Jesus, every mystery in my house be dissolved right now. Every mystery in my house, cause a man to perish. Cause a man to perish. Be dissolved. Be dissolved. Be dissolved.
Daniel 2:10.
says that, please, verse 10. The Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, lord, nor ruler that ask such things at any magician or astrologer or a Chaldean. In their minds, there is no solution. In their minds, there's no solution. I'm going to pray, Father, in this house, me included. Anything in my life that doesn't have solution with man, that doesn't have solution, Lord, as we pray tonight, as you get solution in the days of Daniel, let there be solution in my own time.
Amen.
By your power, let there be solution. Anything that man doesn't have solution, Father, let there be solution.
Amen.
Anything in my life that man doesn't have solution,
yes,
the
Lord.
One that I have not seen, the one that I am yet to see, the one that is already there, that no man or system has a solution, yes. Father, tonight, as we pray together, let that mystery be decoded.
Amen.
Let that mystery be resolved.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, my Father.
My Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Anything.
Anything.
That man doesn't have power.
That man doesn't have power.
To resolve in my life.
To resolve my life.
That a system doesn't have power.
That a system doesn't have power.
To resolve in my life.
To resolve in my life.
That doesn't have solution here on earth.
That has solution here on earth.
I look to you tonight.
I look to you tonight.
In my own company.
In my own company.
As we pray right now.
As we pray right now.
Lord.
Lord.
Let the mystery be resolved.
Let the mystery be resolved.
Let the secret be revealed.
Let the secret be revealed.
Let there be a solution.
Let there be a solution.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Release a solution.
Release the solution.
Tonight.
Tonight.
By your power.
By your power.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let there be a solution.
Let there be a solution.
Clap your hands and pray 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Verse 47 and 48. I wanted us to end the prayer, but I sense we can pray for a few minutes. 47 says, the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth, that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing that thou couldest reveal the secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him a ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Listen, anytime a mystery is resolved, these are the results. The great man or woman that you are supposed to become. Sometimes you are not there because there is a mystery that has to be resolved. And as we are praying tonight, any greatness in you, any greatness in this house that has to manifest tonight, is already manifested.
Amen.
That amen is not strong at all.
Amen.
This is a prayer meeting. If your legs are not tied right, say, Father,
Father,
I declare right now any greatness that my destiny
must manifest.
I pray today
as the blood of Jesus
deals with the mystery
let my greatness appear
in the name of Jesus.
Clap
your hands for 30 seconds. Gifts.
Amen.
May you receive the gift of marriage.
Amen.
The gift of children.
Amen.
The gift of a new employment and a better one.
Amen.
May you receive the gift of prosperity.
Amen.
The gift of favor. Receive it now.
I receive it.
May you receive many great gifts in this second quarter of the year.
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any mystery stopping you from receiving great gifts, may the Lord resolve those mysteries.
Amen.
As your voice rises with amen, receive your great gifts now. Amen. Raise your hands, say, Father,
Father,
I cancel
by the blood of Jesus
any mystery
stopping me
from receiving my great gifts
right now.
Clap your hands and pray. Receive your great gifts of healing. made the ruler over the whole province of Babylon. His territorial dominion, industry dominion, territorial dominion. Father, any mystery that will stop me from seeing my territorial dominion.
Jesus,
you don't have a land, you don't have a house, you have not dominated in the after being in the industry for half a decade or a decade, you must be having dominion. Today, may you have dominion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the area where you are doing ministry, may you have dominion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the family that you have entered in, may you have dominion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the city that you are operating in, may you have dominion in hell. Say, Father,
Father,
I receive territorial dominion.
I receive territorial dominion
in this city and in this nation.
In this city and this nation.
As I pray right now,
as I pray right now,
I take dominion.
I take dominion.
Any mystery that has not permitted,
that has not permitted,
let it be resolved.
Let it be resolved.
Today you will see the people you are governing over.
Jesus.
You will see the businesses you are governing over. This afternoon I was talking to a friend of mine from another country. He's a pastor. He said one great man of God asked of me from him. And I said, Charlie, tell that great man of God that he should show you some of the businesses he's doing. Then the man of God said to me, he said, the business is plenty. His business is plenty. From today, you will see the people God has made you governor over in Jesus.
Amen.
That amen is not, it's not coordinated at all.
Amen.
Coordinated at all. Listen, you don't need to be 40 years to become who God wants you to become. Now. In fact, when you go down, the Bible says God changes the times and the seasons. And when you go, he changes the time. May God bring you your helpers. May he bring you your helpers.
Amen.
May you make you chief.
Amen.
Chief over not just mere men, but over great men and women.
Amen.
May he bring you great men and women.
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Men and women who sit at the gate.
Hey.
Men and women who sit around the table.
Hey.
Men and great women in the city.
Jesus.
May the Lord.
Hey.
From today, let the mystery be dissolved.
Amen.
Any mystery stopping your health.
Jesus.
Your great men and women.
Jesus.
from showing up,
hey!
From you sitting in table,
Jesus.
May that mystery be dissolved right
now.
May the mystery be dissolved right now.
Amen.
Let the mystery be dissolved right now.
Amen.
Let the mystery be dissolved right now.
Amen.
Shout it louder. Please give me the next verse. Please don't come for the midweek with a low energy. You have to come in high faith and high spirit. Something has shifted in the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Then Daniel requested of the king, and he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. He made them ministers. There is a mystery. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
I can't hear you. You are not here. What kind of church is this? Say blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Go down.
Go down.
And deal with every mystery.
And deal with every mystery.
Right now.
Right now.
Interfering.
Interfering.
With this house.
With this house.
And the people of this house.
And the people of this house.
Say blood. Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Deal with it.
Deal with
it. Clap your hands. There is a realm of blessing when the mystery is dissolved and resolved. You will be able to bring your people into prominence.
Yes, Lord.
You will not be the only rich person in your family. You'll be able to bring your siblings up.
Yes, Lord.
You'll be able to bring your friends up.
Yes, Lord.
Are you here with me at all?
Yes.
You'll be able to bring your people, your generational people. You'll be able to bring them up. May any mystery that will not allow you to fulfill that, let that mystery be canceled by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Through you may men rise.
Amen.
Through you may men be placed.
Amen.
Through you may men rise.
Amen.
Through you may men be placed in high places.
Amen.
Through you may men become who they are called
Amen.
To become. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Men and women will not come to the keeper's house and be wasted.
Jesus.
As they come here.
Yes, Lord.
And as they come around you, they shall be placed.
Amen.
Your business shall be placed.
Amen.
Your siblings shall be placed.
Amen.
Your employees shall be placed.
Amen.
That amen is not strong at all.
Amen.
It's a certain dimension. They all became ministers in the province of Babylon.
It shouldn't be that around you are only broken men and women. Men and women going nowhere. Because of you, when people come around you now, in less than 1 year, may they become governors.
Amen.
Chief men.
Amen.
May they be placed over affairs of the province.
Amen.
Politically, may your family members be placed.
Jesus name.
Industry-wise, may they be placed.
Amen.
In business, may they be placed.
Amen.
May your men and women be positioned.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. I see governors coming out of this house.
Amen.
Okay. I see wives of prominent men coming out of this
house. Amen.
I see husbands of prominent women coming out of this
house. Amen.
I see children who have become global sensational icons.
Amen.
Coming out of this house.
Amen.
I see mothers who are joyful with twins.
Amen.
Coming out of this house.
Amen.
I see people that life has gone against and gone over and overtaken. I see you becoming something.
Amen.
May the Lord raise you right now.
Amen.
May your members be raised.
Amen.
May your men and women be raised.
Amen.
May your helpers be raised.
Amen.
May the ones you are helping be raised. Anybody and everything around you, let them be raised.
Amen.
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 You will never say, sir, sir, na time be aye. Aye, yeah, na say. No. Let that mystery be dissolved right now.
Amen.
There are some women here, every month you see your message, you get angry. This is the last time you are going to see that message.
Amen.
That amen is not strong at all.
Amen.
Even if you are not a woman, say amen for some woman here.
Amen.
So many people are angry. You don't know what is making them angry. He told the king, our brothers there, your name will be mentioned somewhere.
Amen.
That means that there is a mystery that when it is solved can bring your name to the picture. You can become the recommendation for that position.
Amen.
Are you here with me at all? They will call and say, let him become the MD. That one can do the job.
Amen.
Are you here with me at all?
Yes.
There's something that has entered my mind. Anybody doing any job here,
Jesus.
Legitimate job,
Jesus.
And the salary is below what God has planned for
Jesus.
You at this stage of your life.
Hey.
May the Lord change your level.
Amen.
Right now. If you are clapping, receive it. May the Lord change your levels.
Amen.
Right now. I was telling a brother, how can you be working for like 15 years in this industry and they are paying you 25,000? Are you a child? Are you a child? If you are here, they are paying you 25,000. Are you a child? You are not an undergrad. You are not a new entrant. I pay you 20,000. Are you a child? Say, I'm not a child.
I'm not a child.
Leave this. Do you know people who just finished Ashasi, who did IT? Do you know how much they are paying them? You are afraid. I just mentioned 25,000. Say, Pastor, hey, if it is even times three, look, childish. From today, as the mystery has been solved, listen, the very critical position of this message is that you can be any great person God wants you to become.
Amen.
Once the mystery is taken off, it's like the brakes have been removed.
Yes.
Any man city that wants to spoil your title challenge, may they draw and stay there.
Amen.
May you collect your title in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You marry. Any mystery over that marriage is a lie.
Amen.
I'm about to draw, sir. I'm about your title.
Jesus.
What a blessing. What a blessing. You know, some people think that when great people are around, you cannot become great. It's a lie. People hope that you know any boy. You found who you served before and who is serving you. All you need is that the mystery must be taken off. And then all of a sudden, the student can become the master. Are you here with me at all? Do you know that Potiphar became the servant of Joseph? But at some point in time, Joseph was a servant, a slave servant of Potiphar. But when the mystery was, and it was a mystery of Pharaoh, when it was dissolved, bam, mysteries, when they are dissolved, you will just become great. Are you here with me at all?
Yes.
If you're a woman here, your value is more than marriage. There is greatness inside of you.
Yes.
You will become that great person in the name of
Jesus.
Amen. Men and women, hear me. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Receive it.
Give the Lord a big clap of. Please clap your hands. Clap your hands. Do it better unto the Lord. Can you clap your hand like somebody who has seen the mystery dissolve and the testimony released? Can you give the Lord a big clap of praise? Jesus.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.